had a great old Thanksgiving and you ready to dish with us. Because today, ooh, it's gonna be a messy one, y'all.
That's right. Now, today's a little bit different because we're counting down the top 10 biggest celebrity cheating scandals of the century.
Okay, Tanner, there have been so many cheaters in the celebrity world. Who are we kicking this off with?
All right, Jesse. Well, we're kicking it off. And number 10 is Ben Affleck. You guys remember who, of course, allegedly cheated on his first wife, Jennifer Garner, who is so lovely, in June of 2015, a day after their 10-year wedding anniversary. We found out they were splitting, but word on the street was that Ben was supposedly creeping with their 28-year-old former nanny, Christine Ozunian, while he was still married to Jen. But a source claims their marriage had ended months before Ben started smashing the nanny.
Oh, a little Goodwill humping.
Why are we doing this, y'all? These people is happily married again, and we opening these old wounds.
I know, they really are.
Jen was probably having a good day, then she probably started making that little scrunched up face that she always have, and she's mad all over again.
I'd like to apologize to J-Lo
today.
We
sorry, J-Lo.
No, we're not.
Oh!
What is it about these nannies, though? Everybody sticks with the nanny.
They're there.
Is that what it is?
Oh. I was gonna say, like, why don't y'all hire, like, old nannies, but then look at what happened with Arnold.
Oh,
she old?
We're gonna get
you.
Well, you know, I'm glad, you know, Jennifer Lopez and Ben found their way back to each other. It was all part of God's plan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Everything happens for a reason.
Right.
That's why you gotta look at it.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's part of the journey.
Right.
Good, bad, or indifferent.
Really?
That sounds like some good life coaching right there.
I try.
You're doing a great job. I'm not sure that Jennifer Garner feels the exact same way.
Right.
He should have said that was Bruce Wayne that did that.
Well, y'all, if you think that's scandalous, this next cheater puts the icing on the cake. Coming in at number 9 is... Go ahead, Jesse.
Oh, is it Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes, it is. And this tea had folks like Gary hotter than fish grease, y'all. He still talk about it, even when we not talking about it. When it was revealed in May of 2011 that Arnold, who was married to Maria Shriver at the time, conceived a son with his housekeeper, Mildred Baena. Now, after she got a whiff of this scandal, she said, hasta la vista, baby.
That's right.
And he was gone.
This is another case of nannygate.
Nannygate.
Well, I thought with her being older, it wouldn't happen.
Here's the thing, Jesse. Maria Shriver is built like a mannequin at Dillard's, right? And the housekeeper is walking around wearing all that Peggy Bundy stuff and leopard print.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just after a while, man, like a good hockey goalie, your defenses is going to go down and one's going to get by you, man.
Not only that, but, you know, the housekeeper was Hispanic, and the Hispanic women, they be having that junk in the trunk now. They be having a junk in the trunk.
And she cooking, too, and everything.
And she is frying fish.
And she frying fish.
You cannot count out the woman who's cooking the food and got that thing just cleaning a little here and there.
She walking around. By the sink.
Right, just fully cheeked on a random Tuesday.
This Goya product.
Yeah.
That gives him a reason to cheat on America's royalty.
Okay, but America's royalty didn't have junk in the trunk, and she did not have a bag full of Goya beans and fried beans.
Put on the counter by the buttered rose.
And he didn't even dare tell that lady, get to the doctor. You know what I'm saying? Just
let it happen. If I was Maria, I'd beat the hell out of ass, honey. I'll tell you that much, honey. Fix her up and send her right back where she came from.
No, Miss Mildred wasn't finna take no hits.
No. You're not finna be beating up no Hispanic women.
No.
So that's not gonna happen.
Yeah. I have my daily exporter.
Haven't you seen enough?
That's not gonna go over well for you. Well, y'all, that brings us to number 8, and it's one you might not know about. Jessica Simpson, you might call this a 98 degree of separation because it has to do with her marriage with Nick Lachey. So back in 2005, Jessica co-starred in the Dukes of Hazzard movie with Johnny Knoxville.
Yes.
And in her memoir, she talked about their relationship. She said, you know, we were both married, so this wasn't going to get physical, but the emotional part was what mattered. Johnny and I had that, which seemed far more of a betrayal to my marriage than sex. Well, now, Jessica might not have been smashing Johnny, but she ended up filing for divorce from Nick later on that year. What do y'all think about, do y'all think, like, emotions can be cheating? That's what she's saying.
Yes.
Let me, I'm gonna just put both of my feet all the way into there. If you're having, like, this emotional feeling, like you're emotionally cheating, it's because something's wrong in your marriage already.
Like,
Johnny Knoxville, like, slid in there and was, like, trying to smash or whatever. He's probably just being his charming self.
Yeah.
That may be so, but still, honey, cheating is cheating, be it emotional or physical, honey.
What is emotional cheating?
When
I'm madly in love with somebody in my damn head, Yeah. But it just hadn't come out to fruition to be physical.
Yeah.
That's emotional cheating. And when I go to bed thinking about your ass at night, not him.
I think a lot of people emotionally cheat anytime they go to a website that ends in hub. And, you know, you're
like Grubhub?
Cheat with the food, right?
Okay.
You're not going to hit up your significant other and be like, yo, man, like three times today.
Yeah.
No. Like, you're going to just, like, act like everything is normal. And that's a crazy reason to divorce somebody because you're having an emotional relationship with somebody.
But she can't help it that he was super nice to her, more nice to her than her husband was.
Had her chicken of the sea real moist.
Right.
Chicken and tuna, man. We move it up to lucky number 7, which is very unlucky for Sandra Bullock now. She married Jesse James back in 2005, becoming his third wife. But their marriage ended in 2010 after his affair with tattoo model Michelle Bombshell McGee. Oh. Now, according to Michelle Mabel, the affair happened while Sandra was filming the movie The Blind Side, and Jesse told her that he and Sandy were separated. And when asked what she would say to Sandy, Michelle said, I'm sorry for your embarrassment. I'm sorry all this is public. I'm sorry for everything.
I don't know. Now that we're looking at this, I feel like this was the ancestors at work. Now that we know the real Blind Side story.
Don't do that to Michael, man.
The ancestors at work, they say, you know what? Because you helped pull this to the forefront, we're going to break up your marriage.
We're not going to connect Sandra Bullock
the
to the Tui. We're not going to connect Sandra Bullock to the
Tui. I was upset when this happened to Sandra. Yeah. She didn't deserve for this to happen to her.
Like, I'm not saying she deserved it. I'm just saying the ancestors did what they had to do.
Go to show you, no matter how pretty you are, what you look like, they're going to take whatever, honey, is available. Tattooed and all.
Well, Jesse James had, I feel like he had a cheating issue, if I remember.
I think so. There was something going on with him back then.
Wasn't he a sex addict?
Y'all got to be nice to Miss Congeniality.
Next thing, Jesse's going to tell me that Sandra was actually an undercover agent and a beauty pageant, you know?
I lent my car to Sandra Bullock. She drove it fast.
Sandra, all the people on that bus whose lives are in danger. Okay, we're at number 6, and this one is a doozy. Jesse, it involves your Canadian sister.
Oh,
Shania Twain. Guys, Shania and her husband, Mutt Lange, lived in Switzerland, and her best friend, Mary Ann, was the manager of their chateau, which kudos for having a chateau. Mm. And in 2008, you guessed it, Mutt had an affair with Mary Ann, who was also married, and then they ended up divorcing their spouses. Ooh. But guys, that's not all. So in the ultimate wife swap, Shania turned to Mary Ann's husband, Frederick, for consolation, and they ended up getting married.
Oh, my God.
Reportedly, Mutt and Mary Ann are still together, at least for now.
Period.
Yo, this is Kardashian level of savage.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a word? All right, cool. I got something for you.
Period.
But
don't ever come
for
my Canadian
fool,
sister.
Hell. She should have never married a Mutt anyway, hell. Well,
Mutt Lange was a big deal. Yeah, he's a big-time producer.
Mutt Lange is literally, like, partially responsible for all those hits she had, like, for the first leg of her career. Let's not too much on Mutt now. Mutt was
with a name like Mutt? No, honey.
Compare him to, like, a producer that we would know. Like, Mutt Lange is the blah for Shania Twain. Like,
Jermaine Dupri.
Mutt Lange is, like, Jermaine Dupri for all the artists that were down here. Oh, or maybe even, what's his name? Rodney Jerkins. Like, like what Rodney Jerkins was to R&B, Mutt Lange was the country.
Really?
Yes.
And he cheated on Shania.
Yep, cheated on my Canadian sister. That's why that's why she married your friend. So, boom, there you go.
I guess he ain't still the one she
married. I was about to say, This is back when she was impressed that much.
Okay. You
know? Well, up next, we got a tie in the game of love and betrayal. Find out who it is right after the break.
I don't like this. This is so
this
sad.
Sad on
this
Thanksgiving.
Is not
right. These leftovers are not tasty.
Dish Nation. Dish
Nation. And we're back. Hey. All right, so we're back with the dishiest, dirtiest cheating scandal. So coming in at number 5, we have a tie. Oh. That's right, we have two celebrity couples on the cheaters lane. First, we gotta revisit the Wendy Williams and Kevin Hunt scandal. So Kevin was out in these streets making Wendy look so bad when he was caught booed up with a massage therapist in New Jersey named Sharina Hudson. It seems Kevin had been messing with the girl for over a decade and had her in a house in the same neighborhood as his home Went, went.
Wow.
That's a hell of a massage.
Okay. And he also fucking...
That's how good you gotta be. Yeah. That's how good you gotta be.
So good
days.
I got pregnant. Like, damn.
I've never had a massage like that.
Head crack, please. Wow. All right. And he also fathered a child with Sharina in 2019. So Wendy marched down to her attorney's office and had them papers drawn up to divorce her husband of 21 years.
How you doing? Mm. Okay. This one is, guys, if there's a tie to be had, this is it. The other number five is the infamous entanglement that Jada Pinkett Smith had with her son, Jaden's former friend, August Alsina, behind Will Smith's back. You guys remember this one, right?
Of course.
The rumor mill was turning about August being Jada's sneaky link, so she decided to lay it all out on the red table with Will and let the world know August was taking it down. My mind was blown when this happened. I was just like, wow, the audacity. Will was shocked. At least he acted like he was. Turns out it was the Wild Wild West.
And I feel like every celebrity that stays out of trouble deserves one kill. You get one. Yeah. And I hate that Will wasted his one kill smacking Chris Rock.
Yeah.
When the real perpetrator should have been August Alsina. Like, that was the person he should have, like, you know, channeled his aggressions on. But how does Jaden feel about it? Like, you brought him over as a friend. Like, hey, when your little friend coming back over here? Now, all of a sudden, it's all weird.
Yeah, me
your friend's so funny.
Time.
You're so funny, August.
Well, y'all, here's the cheating scandal that we are still talking about. Coming in at number four is Tristan Third Trimester Thompson and Khloe Kardashian. Yeah. Well, Tristan was wild with it, y'all. As we know, he was caught cheating not once, but several times. Mm-hmm. So the two-time NBA star was spotted out in these streets back in 2016 with two women while Khloe was at home pregnant with their first child, True. Lord have mercy. Then a couple of weeks later, it was confirmed Tristan cheated on Khloe with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 women. And then the two broke up, y'all. But Khloe took first trimester Tristan back only for him to be caught kissing a family friend, Jordan Woods, a year later at a party. Ooh. What the hell? Goodness. Now, they continued to be off and on again for several years until Khloe left dirt dog Tristan alone after he fathered a baby boy with his side chick, Marley Nichols, in 2021.
I'm shocked that she took him back after her pregnancy.
He should be nowhere in the picture, even
on
the
show. Why would she not take him back? That woman got babies for that man. Them babies gonna be out there, illegitimate kids without a daddy, so.
And then he had a lot of stuff going on where she was very supportive of him. His mom had. Oh, Lord, then you gotta keep being supportive.
When she went and visited Lamar, that was like a moment where I was like, for all the crap that people talk about Khloe, she's got a big heart. Clearly, she's got a big heart.
Lamar came back from the dead to be with Khloe Kardashian, and you still choose this person who, like, treats you bad.
And then she was still nice to him, but he don't deserve her either. I'd rather her had dealt with the model for Dolce that we saw on the show, or somebody else had just moved on to something different for a while.
Yeah, Tanner's available.
Tanner.
August Alsina.
All right, well, coming up, honey, more of these sneaky link having cheating celebrities right after the break.
This is bad, real bad.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. Hey. All right, I hope y'all are enjoying your Thanksgiving seconds, because we've got more scandal for you.
Yeah.
That's right, guys. We're back with number three on the biggest celebrity cheating scandals of the century list, and you're going to want to brace yourselves for this one. After 5 years of marriage, former NFL star Hank Baskett was called out for cheating on former Playboy model and the Girls Next Door star Kendra Wilkinson with transgender model Ava Sabrina London.
Ooh, this was...
Remember this one, Brad?
Yeah, I vaguely remember that.
But that's not the worst part. All of this was while Kendra was 8 months pregnant.
Oh.
However, Hank did not fully admit to cheating with Ava. He said he was only visiting the model to buy marijuana. Nonetheless, this devastated Kendra. After throwing her ring in the toilet and a few months of being estranged, Kendra eventually decided to forgive Hank and continue with the marriage, only to get divorced about 5 years later in 2019. But the good news is they're still friends and they co-parent two beautiful kids.
So he went to go buy weed and she ended up smoking his joint?
Yeah, pretty much.
Would y'all have it in your hearts to forgive your partner if they gave you the story that they was buying weed from the person they cheated on you with?
There's just no chance in anywhere that it's an isolated incident.
Facts.
Yeah. And so that's why you can't.
And if you investigate and you find out more.
Yeah.
Like, if you would have came with the truth, I could understand. And it's great that they worked it out. But, like, for me, like, don't lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I caught you. Gonna tell me the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he got away with it.
I agree.
So that's why. That's probably what happened when they broke up 5 years later. She stayed for five more years.
Yeah. She needed that child support.
Well, over swinging in at number two, it was the golf club swing heard around the world that brought this cheating scandal to light. And unfortunately for golf legend Tiger Woods, it was not quite the swing that people was expecting. So let's rewind the clocks back to 2009. Tiger Woods crashed his SUV after being chased in a golf cart by his wife, Ellen Nordegren. How fast was this golf cart? Anyway, she learned he was having an affair and it was on and popping. Cue to Benny Hill music. He in the car driving, right? When paramedics arrived on the scene, Tiger was found unconscious while his SUV had been destroyed by a golf club. Yeah. All he had to do was just stop on the SUV and that would have been her that crashed. When it rains, it pours, because this scandal hit the press. Multiple women came out, revealed that they was also having relationships with the GOAT. And ironically, it was the same year that he became the first athlete to win $1 billion through a combination of money and sponsorship. See what happened when you have a bunch of women supporting you?
Yeah. The thing that was so wild about this to me is, like, I remember his wife, Ellen. I remember her being, like, just, like, drop-dead gorgeous. I remember her being, like, a
she
very modeling.
Damn gorgeous.
Nah, she
I thought she was attractive. Okay, all right,
she
whatever.
Was you can pull way better than that.
But Miss Ellen, she didn't walk away broke, honey. She left with $100 million, honey. So she said that golf club and you could go to hell.
That's what I love about, let me tell you something about white women. You them over in your marriage, they gonna you over in that divorce. Okay?
Well, wait a minute, now be clear, honey. Baby, Miss Juanita Jordan did the same thing.
Oh, Michael, she sure
baby,
did. She
got
sure
her $100 million,
she had to put in 30 years for that.
I was expecting the Jordan brand logo to be like a woman cashing a check.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
period.
All right, y'all, up next, find out which Hollywood cheating scandal comes in at number one. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. It's only right we saved the juiciest scandal for last, y'all. Coming in at numero uno is none other than the cheating scandal involving Hollywood's golden couple, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston. The two were married from 2000 to 2005. And what allegedly drove them to divorce was Brad and co-star Angelina Jolie were having an affair while filming Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Rumors swirled that the two were constantly making out. Brad and Angie did admit that they fell in love on set and were together from 2005, got married in 2014, and were officially divorced in 2019.
Wow.
Have you guys not heard the story that Angelina is the one who leaked it to the press? That's how this came out. That's Angela Jolie was making moves and Brad wasn't going to tell Brad wasn't going to tell Jennifer Aniston, and so Angelina was like, fine, and she leaked it to the press herself. That's how this got public.
So then he followed that up by marrying Angelina.
That sounds crazy.
This is messy.
See, everybody in this situation is flawed, and Brad, you just need to be by yourself.
Outside.
You know what I'm saying? And those other two people, they just need to just sit in a puddle of misery.
Angelina Jolie's doing great being a mom.
Yeah,
her kids are spelling
And Jennifer Aniston's still doing great, unmarried, unbetrothed.
Angelina Jolie got the whole United Nations over her house.
Okay. She's good. How do you guys think they'll feel if they eating their Thanksgiving dinner and they come by this clip?
Top 10 families that broke up during the Dish Nation Thanksgiving special. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.